The U.S. military has said the hunger strike at Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba is getting worse, with more detainees joining in. The military has claimed 52 prisoners are on hunger strike as of Wednesday. And that's up from the 45 that it reported one day ago. The figure has come as the detainees' lawyers said the majority of the 166 inmates held at the base have stopped eating. Both the U.S. military and the detainees' lawyers have said many of the inmates are being force-fed to prevent dangerous weight loss. The detainees began their strike on February the 6th to protest the intrusive searches of their cells and their indefinite detention without charge. Well, Martha Rayner is a clinical associate and professor of law who joins us from New York. Martha Rayner, we're looking now at an increase in terms of the number of hunger strikers at Guantanamo. The U.S. government has a challenge in their hands, but yet we're looking at the rights of these detainees, which is obviously one of the pivotal points behind their strike. What kind of outcome do you foresee coming from this?
Well, the numbers of hunger strikers are definitely rising. Just within a week's time, the number has risen seven. An additional seven people are in hunger strike, at least as acknowledged by the government. There's now currently 52 men who the government itself has recognized are hunger striking. And the number of men that are being force-fed has risen as well. So this is a significant increase. And the men are telling their lawyers that there's far more people on hunger strike. These are just the men, the numbers that the military will acknowledge. So the problem is increasing, and that's despite the fact that early last Saturday morning, several days ago, the military guards raided Camp 6, which is the main communal camp where most of the men live, and moved those men from communal living into solitary confinement. And that was an effort to break the hunger strike. It appears that it may have only exacerbated the situation.
And what kind of plan of action do you think there's in the works, if there's any, to get the situation resolved? What options did the U.S. government have, coming, of course, from a president who initially had pledged to close this prison down?
Well, the strike was triggered by mishandling of the Quran. The men perceived what was done in searching their Qurans as being desecration of the Quran. But it has certainly snowballed because of a feeling of desperation. The situation in Guantanamo is quite a quagmire, and there doesn't appear to be any light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. The men feel that they have been forgotten by most of the world, and certainly by the Obama administration, and that their situation is not going to be resolved in the near future, and perhaps not even in the far future. So the hunger strike is certainly an attempt to say to the world, don't forget us. We're still here, and we should be released.
Thank you for that. Martha Rayner, clinical associate professor of law from New York, talking to us.